Good morning. Numbers chapter 24, verse 17. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob, a scepter shall rise out of Israel. A hypocritical scoundrel like Balaam was enabled by the Lord to speak this, one of the most glorious prophecies of Christ's coming. And so he was invited to see this star. Through him, you and I, scoundrels though we are also invited to see this star. Wondrously, despite our failures like Balaam's, we're also enabled to be a means so that others can see this star rising out of Jacob. And so may you ever be among that blessed multitude who can say, in a way far more glorious than Balaam, I have seen the star. What is this star out of Jacob? We perhaps think first of the star that the wise men saw and followed from the east. And yet, listen to the pronouns. They saw his star and worshipped him. For that miraculous star was a birth announcement for the far greater star. Jesus says in Revelation 22, I, Jesus, am the bright and morning star. He is the light shining in the darkness, the harbinger of a new eternal day. Our text, notice, identifies this star out of Jacob with the scepter rising out of Israel. And the Lord had already foretold that scepter coming out of Judah. Genesis 49, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and to him shall be the obedience of the people. You know that the Lord was still willing to speak through Balaam and give opportunity for Balak to yet hear is an amazing demonstration of how greatly he desires to save all sinners, to save us. Those prophecies should have been leading them and us to ask, how can I see this star, see this scepter? Listen to what God had foretold through him in Numbers 23. The Lord has not observed iniquity in Jacob, nor has he seen wickedness in Israel. How can that be? Plow through the sordid history of Israel and explain how it is possible that the Lord could not see wickedness in Israel. Isn't this the same God who just a few chapters earlier had said, all these men who have seen my glory and the signs that I did in Egypt and in the wilderness and would not listen to my voice will not see the land that I swore to their fathers. All those who have rejected me will not see it. How? It was only because of the king in their midst that the Lord did not behold iniquity, wickedness in them. Plow through your own sordid history. The Lord knows every thought of your mind, every imagination of your heart. He knows what you were thinking as you walked down the hill. He knows the snide remarks you've maybe whispered to a friend during chapel or in the classroom. He says, all have sinned. And again, if anyone says he has not sinned, he's a liar. And the truth is not in him. So how can he say, I have not seen wickedness in you? It's only because of the king in your midst The shout of the king is among them, he announces. And so this king is the star dispelling the darkness of sin, the harbinger of that new eternal day when sin and pain and death are all dispelled. This is the king who was wounded for your transgressions, by whose stripes you are healed. This is the king of whom Jeremiah 33 tells us is your righteousness. This king is here among you. Yes, you've seen him come. You've seen him die for your sins. You've seen him arise for your justification. It's because this king is among you that the Lord sees no iniquity, no wickedness in you. Behold what God has wrought. Those prophecies should have been leading Balaam, and Balak should lead us to ask, where is this king so I can follow him? There was no earthly king in Israel's camp. Moses was their leader and their prophet, but never a king. Verse 17 answers, I see him, but not now. This king was present, yet unseen. He would be seen 1,500 years later, 2,000 years ago, in those most precious and memorable days in the history of man. The angels announced his birth to the shepherds, and they saw him. The star announced his birth to the wise men, and they saw him. He walked in the dust of this earth, and the disciples saw him. Though those days were the most precious, memorable days in the history of man, they were also the most grievous, for he was hunted from cradle to grave. He was tempted and ridiculed. He was denied and betrayed, scourged, mocked, spat on, crucified. And yet by that very suffering, he is the harbinger of this new eternal day in which the Lord sees no iniquity in you. This king, by the power of his resurrection, is once again present, yet unseen. But you have seen the revelation of this star, so that by faith you can be among that blessed multitude who can rejoice. I have seen the star. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll continue with hymn 99, stanzas 1 and 2.